If it's when it's, you know, really cold in Florida, and like it's cold enough to kill the oranges, what would you call that?
Freeze.
Is that like really light, or is that a severe?
Well, there are light freezes and heavy freezes. Mm-hmm. We have light freezes here. We almost had one the other day. We're down to 36. Out in the patio.
I was so disappointed when I flew home. It was 47 degrees. Uh-huh. And I was flipped because I like warm weather when I come here.
Well, you got it before you leave.
That's nice. If it's really cold and ice forms on the lake, how would you prefer that?
Frozen over.
We have like here.
Does that refer like to the entire surface or just the edges or?
Well, it would just depend, I guess. You couldn't say. If it was frozen over, I guess it would be all over. We don't have to use that very much here.
In referring to fireplaces, did you ever use the word hearth?
Not very often.
Is that a northern word?
It's an old-fashioned word, I think. Like Dickens' cricket on the hearth. I've always just used the word fireplace. Well, I think the hearth is the forward part of the fireplace. It's not back in the fireplace, but in front of the fireplace.
Yeah. And what about what you put the wood on? Inside the fireplace.
Well, they're called fire dogs, or racks, or fire irons, I guess.
And the big piece of wood that you...
Big log.
Did you ever call it a back log?
Yes, as I started to say, the back log, and then the smaller logs in front.
What would you like use to start?
Kindling or a newspaper.
Well, they're called fire dogs.
Are there any other terms you used for kindling?
Fire iron than I've ever used.
Anything like lightwood?
Well, kindling is made out of light wood, but light wood is not kindling particularly. It's a special type of wood that burns easily.
Is it like a special tree?
Like a pine with a lot of sap in it.
Yeah. And what would you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what's left over?
Ashes.
Did you ever call it white ashes?
Mm-hmm. Well, kindling is made out of white wood. Like
no. Some of these are the most amazing. What would you call, like, beds and chairs and sofa?
Furniture.
Did you ever have any other names?
Like a pine or a sap.
When we were talking about wardrobes, closets and things, you mentioned that there was a French name for it. Do you remember?
No, I know it, but I can't say it right now.
Was that what it was?
Armoire.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it? Dude, was that built in or not built in?
No, I think it was like the one I had back there. It was what they people used to call clothes presses. It's just a big closet that they could hang the clothes in full length. Mm-hmm. And I think the armoire was about the same thing.